Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Happy Friday to you. It's going to be a nice weekend. And we have a very special guest this morning to kick things off. This is Pep Talk, our expert panel. And one of our community experts is here today to tell us all about a very special symposium that is coming up in September. I know you're probably going to have some questions. So if you do have a question or comment as we get into the topic, please know that you can text in your questions at 850-437-1620. So I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me Dr. Don Winslet. He is here on behalf of the center that he works with. He's a psychologist, and the list of your specialties is very long, sir.
Thank you.
I've been around a while. I think you may have. And so our paths have crossed in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
but for today, we have a kind of a serious topic to talk about. But first of all, Don, can you tell people a little bit about your background and the center that you're affiliated with? And of course, we'll get to the symposium coming up.
Thank you, and thank you for having me here today. I direct the work of the Center for Clergy Care and Education. We've been around for about 14 years. I've been in Pensacola since 1982. I have two union cards. I'm a licensed psychologist. I'm also ordained pastor, and we formed the center primarily to do works specifically with clergy who have tough jobs. They deal with the same issues that we all deal with in terms of stress and difficulties. I say clergy are not vaccinated at ordination, mm-hmm. and they have the same issues we deal with. At the same time, we do a lot of community education, and we host a fall symposium annually. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we want to do things that nobody wants to talk about. We have had symposiums that deal with issues of suicide. We've had symposiums that deal with issues of substance abuse disorders and how it affects the family. We've had issues, how do we have end-of-life conversations? These, not necessarily pep talks, these are important topics that we all face and don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this annually. This year, the title of the symposium is The Many Faces of Grief. What we want to communicate is that there are so many different ways to experience grief. We think about it in terms of death.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is about, divorce is about grief. Loss of identity, retirement is about grief. A house burning down is about grief. A child being deployed in the military is about grief. And the question is not, are we going to experience the grief? The question is, how do we understand it? How do we name it? How do we normalize it? And so what we're going to do in the symposium is we're going to talk about the nature of grief, how it impacts us, the difficulty with different kinds of grief experiences, what we can expect to experience, and what we can do. There's a great line that I love to use, and that is, your grief is either within you or beside you.
Mm.
It never leaves you.
That's true.
Okay, and so I still grieve the loss of my dad 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I connect with my grandchildren and wish that my dad could have known my grandchildren.
Right.
That is a grief experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day is dedicated to being very open and honest and talking about the different kinds of grief experiences so we can name them, but also what we can do to process it, to own the grief and not let the grief own us.
Mm-hmm. I find that with so many people that I know, I've experienced it myself, that when things happen, and we particularly a loss where we're grieving, the society gives us this little time limit. Oh yeah, we have the ceremony or the funeral, and then you're expected to go back to work after 3 days.
Well, I think the people who do that, and you're exactly right, they're going to feel better if we feel better.
Right.
Because I think what happens is they feel helpless because we're not better.
Right.
And we do have these weird, unwritten ideas about how long should it take. It's mm-hmm. almost like the The cancer patient asks the oncologist, how long am I going to live? And they're not going to answer that question because they don't know. And so how long am I going to grieve? We don't know. Because if we have 10 people who experience the same loss,
right?
Okay, their path towards some kind of healing is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
The path is going to be different, and also the time it takes to get to some place is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we have to understand is caregivers. The symposium is going to have clinicians there who are there to earn CEUs. The symposium is also going to have people there like you who just want to hear about it, okay? And what the clinicians need to hear is that our job is to sit with and be with and help guide through. Our job is not to set a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever works in a time frame with a grief experience. But I also think family does this to family and friends do this to friends. And if you would just get better with all this, I'd feel a whole lot better because we're not always talking about it.
The worst thing you can say is, you know, now you're getting into self-pity.
Now you're getting into self-pity. Get off the pity pot.
Right.
Put on the big boy pants.
Mm. And this is the real clincher. They wouldn't want you to feel this way.
They would not want you to feel this way.
Oh, that was the line that I thought, yep, I'd get angry. How do you know what they...
Yeah, how do you... Yeah. And then I've learned that any sentence that begins with at least is going to be a bad sentence.
Yes.
Okay. At least your son got home before he died.
Okay. Oh, gosh, yes.
At least, you know, and so we get to a place, I think, where we feel helpless around this. And when we get helpless, we get anxious, and we get anxious, we start talking, and we start talking, and we say really, really stupid things.
Oh, of course. And I don't think anybody means any harm. It's just
it's well-intentioned.
Right, but we have no schooling. No one ever tells us how to. It's so ignored in our society. This is a passionate topic for me, but it's so ignored in our society that how would we know how to handle it?
One of my favorite coffee mugs in my office is, I wish more people were fluent in silence.
Oh, yes. Sometimes you just need to be heard.
Sometimes you need to be attended to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be heard, and people need to be quiet, okay? And so I can sit in my office with someone in deep grief, and I can sit there for 20 minutes and not speak because I believe they're processing something, they're dealing with something, and simply to have someone be there with them in that moment is more important than anything I could ever say.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so,
yeah. It's a powerful subject. We need the whole day to get to talk about all the different aspects of grief. And as you said, there are so many different manifestations of grief, from the loss of dreams to the loss of a job. And like you said, retirement, that's a whole nother topic. So we're going to take a quick break here, Dr. Don. And we're with Dr. Don Winslet. He is with the Clergy Care and Education, the Center for Clergy Care and Education, talking about a symposium they're going to be holding this Thursday, coming up on Thursday, September 10th. So we'll have more information about that. And of course, if you have any questions or comments, this is your opportunity to chime in. So please text in your comments or questions for Dr. Donald Winslet at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert this morning is Dr. Don Winslet, and he is with the Center for Clergy Care and Education. We're talking about kind of a difficult subject for a lot of us, for all of us, grief. And one of our listeners, Don, just texted in, and I really like this. It says, I learned at a very young age that grief is a verb, not a noun.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we do with the life-changing event is how do we act with the life-changing event? How do we almost embrace it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do we talk about it? How do we embrace it? How do we not be afraid of it? How do we let one of the things that happens with one of the things about grief is very, very seductive and very tricky. And you're having a good day, and it'll come up and bite you.
Oh, yes.
Just out of the blue.
Yes.
You know, blue skies, green grass, green lights. You're having an okay day, and all of a sudden you're not having an okay day. And that's grief. Okay, it has a way of doing that. And so that's a beautiful, I'll use that. Thank you. That'll be in the symposium. The symposium is on September the 10th. It's a Thursday. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. We use Chipley Hall at First Baptist Church. They have a wonderful facility there. We do a lot of, we have videos and things going on. I got to go ahead and say Alan Turner, who's a dear friend of mine, Alan supports the center, and Alan has funded this event, Alan Turner Automotive. There's no cost. We're going to feed you breakfast. We're going to feed you lunch. Hopefully, we're going to feed your soul. And we start at 8:30, and you can come. You can come and be anonymous. We already have over 100 people registered to be there. You can come and be a part of the day and listen and learn and feel and maybe take something home with you mm-hmm. that will help you. Again, your grief is always going to be beside you.
Right.
Okay. We don't want it to be within you. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to consume you.
Because then that leads to all the other behaviors,
that leads
particularly
to all the,
addiction and alcoholism, the things that we do, overeating. I mean, all the things. It doesn't really matter what the thing is, but it's to sort of keep that under wraps.
One of my favorite, and it was said to me by a person who was grieving his father's death. He said, "My grief is a sacred wound, and my job is to keep the wound from getting infected."
That's powerful.
And so you get infected with substance abuse disorders. You get infected with whatever self-destructive behavior you can imagine, and there are plenty out there to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can infect the sacred wound by not talking about it.
Right.
By not having someone to bear witness to your pain. Mm-hmm. And so you can come and be there and not say a word to anybody.
Right.
Okay, and be a part of the day and learn some things and take some things home about how to keep your sacred wound from being infected.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's a great, and it's a great opportunity. Like you said, it's not a small group sitting around. You're not going to be in an instant therapy session.
No, you're not. No.
So you're going to be with a lot of people.
No, this
You'll
is
be
an
able
educational
to,
event.
This is more of an educational event.
This is
event,
not group therapy.
But it might give you some ideas on things that you can do to help yourself or possibly some avenues for help.
Well, one of the things that happens when we do these symposiums, okay, people sit there and they look around and realize how normal they are.
Yes.
They sit around. There's a networking. There's this emotional networking that goes on, and they know that they are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
They may not know everyone's story.
Right.
And no one knows their story, but everybody has a similar story. Okay. And I think that's powerful that we can. One of the things we have to do, whether it's grief, or end-of-life conversations or cognitive decline or whatever it is, we've got to be able to wait to suck the fear out of it
mm-hmm.
so we can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get to a place where we're not afraid of it.
Right.
Okay, and then we can begin to manage it.
Well, especially with feelings at times, they can be so all-consuming, and you think, if I give in to this, if I let myself cry, I'll never come back.
I am going to go down this hole.
Yes, the rabbit hole, the vortex.
and I will never, never, ever come out.
That's the fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, I know that's not true. You know that's not true. But a lot of people don't know that.
Well, okay? Like I said earlier, we haven't been taught.
We have not been taught. And I think partially also there's an issue that we've been taught in the past to not deal with bad things, to not talk about our anger, to not do mm-hmm. this, to not do that. We can only be happy and joy and all of that. And so we're not really equipped as kids to do this work.
Right.
Okay. And that's very lonely also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a phrase I've heard that says that sometimes we feel terminally unique.
Yeah.
Really, we think we're just so different, so unique, and it can be a terminal diagnosis, self-diagnosis.
Well, we are unique. I believe we're created unique, but we're not different.
Right, that's right. But we don't, if we're isolated, because I think isolation is one of the, it's a very difficult thing, especially when you're going through the loss of someone, because it's so right there in your in your experience in that moment.
Yeah, one of our great fathers of psychotherapy, Carl Jung, one of his great quotes is that loneliness is not about not having people around. Loneliness is about not having anyone to share your deepest feelings with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about people.
No, it's not the number or quantity.
It's about an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. And if you have no one to have that emotional connection with, that's loneliness.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of people who in their grief, part of grieving is pulling back. A natural mm-hmm. response is to pull back,
mm-hmm.
okay, and to not share, which is the worst thing you can do.
Right.
Because then that does produce significant loneliness.
Well, and I think it's fascinating, the five stages of grief, the book that was written about
that. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you said that. Kubler-Ross, I heard her in
She's fascinating.
Well, I've been around forever, okay? And she was in her heyday when I was in training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good book, except what people did with that, the five stages, denial, mm-hmm. Denial, anger, depression,
I'm trying to think of all of them.
Bargaining, depression, denial. Okay, everybody thought that there were five stages. It was linear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's okay. No. I've done with my denial.
Yeah, moving on to bargaining.
Now I'm mad as hell. Okay,
right. Yeah.
Okay,
no.
But it's not that way. Right. It's circular. Okay, but Kubler-Ross also wrote that for people who had been given a terminal illness.
Mm, right.
So those stages are not for someone whose husband died.
Mm-hmm.
Those stages are not for someone who lost their job. Those stages are very specific,
mm-hmm.
and they're good for us to know.
Right.
But I can be in denial, and I can get real angry, and then I can be in denial again.
It's not linear.
It is not linear.
Okay.
Grief is circular.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We have our expert this morning. Dr. Don Winslet is here. Just fascinating. I could talk to you all day about this topic. But if you've got a question or comment, just send it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back to tell you more about the symposium coming up on Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My expert this morning is Dr. Don Winslet with the Center for Clergy Care and Education, talking about their annual Fall Health Symposium, a very important topic this year, the many faces of grief, understanding loss, healing, and hope. So tell us, Don, a little bit about this symposium. We've just got a couple minutes left here, where it's going to be, and how our listeners can get registered to attend, because it's free.
It is free. The easiest way to register let me give you a phone number at the office. It is 850-478-0008. You can call that number and tell whoever answers the phone that you were listening to this broadcast and you want to register, and they will get you registered. It is on September 10th. 2 weeks from yesterday, September 10th, Thursday.
Gosh, hard to believe we'll be in September already.
We're going to be in September.
Mm-hmm.
And at First Baptist Church down on Palafox in Chipley Hall. And we start around 8:30. There'll be plenty of food there. There'll be much, much information there. There'll be a lot of people there who are interested in this topic. And we are going to, again, we want to be honest about a real topic. We want to be honest about the things in our life that cause us great pain and what we can do to normalize these things and move on and move through it and let it be with us and continue to grow even with the losses that we have to deal with.
And we've touched on so many losses in this conversation, because grief, as Don was saying, is not necessarily, I mean, obviously it is the loss of a loved one, but there's divorce, there's serious illness, there's retirement, the loss of a dream, life transition, just moving, even when you got a promotion for a job, but you have to move away from your home. Things like that.
The word stress, we understand stress as a negative. The word stress is a neutral word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have distress, which makes it bad. Okay, there's good stress got me up and got me here today.
Right.
Okay,
it is stressful to come on stressful. Radio, just saying.
stress helps us to get motivated for this symposium. So come and be a part of the day, learn a lot, be with people who share your story.
Super. Dr. Don Winslet, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Again, that phone number, 850-478-0008. A seminar of the Many Faces of Grief coming up on Thursday, September 10th. A symposium free with breakfast and lunch, and a lot of help and education for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news.
Thank you.